Father, we thank you, we praise you for tonight. We just give you all honor and all glory. I thank you, God, for your awesome presence here. I thank you for ministering to your people through your praise and worship. Father, make us into the image of your Son, Jesus, tonight. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to teach again on a prophet knows the time and the seasons. I'm not teaching on it again. I'm just going to expound on a little bit. If you don't know the times and the seasons of your life and of what God's calling you to do, you're going to miss God altogether in this time season. If Jesus has called you as a prophet, then he's called you to lead, to intercede, and to know the times and the seasons. So all you sitting out there who want to be a prophet, you need to understand that God has called you to lead, to intercede, and to know the times and the seasons. Every prophet holds spiritual keys from heaven within a specific metron, which is a sphere of influence. A metron is a Greek word that means measure and limited portion. The Apostle Paul, being aware of his metron sphere of influence, was diligent to stay within his God-assigned sphere and showed tremendous ministry impact as a result. Now let's read that again, because this is where some of you miss it with God, because you're trying to get outside of your sphere of influence. You want to do all things when God's called you to do one thing. The Apostle Paul, being aware of his metron or his sphere of influence, was diligent to stay within his God-assigned sphere and showed tremendous ministry impact as a result. Now, 2 Corinthians 10:13, we, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. Paul knew what he was called to do, and Paul stayed inside of that sphere. Prophets in their zeal will sometimes act outside of their assignment. Are you listening? Prophets in their zeal will sometimes act outside of their assignment. At best, the prophet's time, energy, and money are wasted trying to make something happen he or she is not assigned to do. That's why I don't do anything unless God has called me to do it, because I know I'm just spinning my wheels, wasting my time. In extreme cases, the safety of the prophet is jeopardized as they've ventured so far away from their assignment and they've stepped outside of God's protection. An example is the prophet Jonah. The point here, it's important to know your metron or sphere of influence and to steward it well. People say, what's the church doing down the corner? I don't know, don't care, because God told me this is where I put you to minister. I didn't mean to tell you to minister in the church in the corner. So I have to stay here and do my assignment here and do it well. Are you understanding this? If you want, all right, the point here, it's important to know your metron or your sphere of influence and to steward it well. If you want to experience the ministry impact God has intended for you, you have to know. Do it well if you want the full impact of what God has intended for you. All right, what time is it? Every prophet needs to ask this question. A prophet watches over and stewards the times and seasons within their spiritual assignment. You need to quit worrying about what everybody else is doing and just be concerned what God has called you to do. Because if you're trying to worry about what somebody else is doing and where on the totem pole they're sitting, then you're going to miss out on God totally and altogether. The prophet Habakkuk demonstrates this concept, instructing us to write down the vision now, even though it's not for now but for an appointed time. Habakkuk 2, 2 and 3. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, But at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. In other words, when God prophesies to you that something is going to come into your life, you're supposed to write it down, and then don't try to make it happen, but wait for God to bring it to pass, because it will come to pass. And as I was typing that scripture up early this morning, I thought about God said we was to have a school. We've had everything now except the school. And now we're really going gung-ho about getting a school started. So I know that now is the time and the season where we should be planting a school. It wasn't for when we first started, but it's for now, because now we have more knowledge and everything, and we would be able to run one and it wouldn't go amok. Are you understanding that too? God actively works out his purposes over chronological time. But God, who sets outside of time, will then interrupt chronological time to release his appointed season. God can step in anytime he desires and do anything he wants to in your life. For example, in the book of Haggai, the remnant Israelites did not believe it was time to rebuild the house of the Lord. They built their own houses, but neglected the Lord's house and did so to their detriment. God then spoke the appointed time to the prophet Haggai. It was now time to rebuild the house of the Lord. Haggai acted on that word and successfully initiated a new season with the people. The people stepped into the appointed time of the Lord and rebuilt the temple as Haggai stood by, encouraging them to be strong and work. I thought about that as I'm telling all you guys all these assignments I want you to do. I'm just standing by and telling you what to do and just grinning real big as you do the labor. Amen. All right, prophets need to discern the right word for the right time. Prophets need to discern the right word for the right time. The third chapter of Ecclesiastes gives us a list of 14 opposites with an instruction that there is a season and timing for everything. What is the point of this passage? The point is the right word for one season is a wrong word in another season. All right, so what is the point of this passage? You know, there's a time for a time and a season for everything. What is the point of this passage? The point is the right word for one season is a wrong word in another season. For example, there are seasons that we are to build and other seasons where we are to tear down. Are you listening here? Think about your street ministry, Elaine. Barbara, think about your aglow. You guys that are doing deliverances, think about that. Be constantly be aware of what God is, whether he's wanting you to build up or tear down. In other words, he might, by tear down, I mean he might want you to go in a different direction. You know, so he doesn't want you to become stagnant and just stay in the same stream and just sit there and decay. But he will want you to change gears a little bit and do something a little bit differently. In some seasons we are called to fight, in other seasons we are called to rest. We were just in a resting season. As a prophet, we are to counsel those who are holding on to their prophetic words past their expiration dates. See them. I no longer look for that big auditorium because God didn't give me another vision of that. That's something I missed. So, as a prophet, we are to counsel those who are holding on to their prophetic words past their expiration dates. Prophetic words often have a shelf life and need to be released once the season of their application has passed. In other words, God's called you to do something, called you to do something, called you to do something. And when you don't do it, you know, you don't get your life together so he can send you out there to do it, then he's not going to have you do it. Prophets proclaim the new word for the new season, thus providing the body of Christ with fresh oil and fresh revelation. As a prophet, how do we know what season it is? The one who holds the key to time is the Holy Spirit. And he is faithfully partnering with his prophets to reveal what time it is. All right, let's just talk about you people that got married and God said, don't get married right now. But you rushed the season and got married before the right timing. And so you've been going through a tizzy. And you can't blame God for that. You have to blame each other for that because you didn't wait for the right timing to do this. All right? All right, so I said, what time is it now? If someone were to ask me what time it is prophetically, I would say it's a time of restoration of all things. And you see that in Mark 9:12 and Acts 3:21, and I say that because that's what God said. You know, that's what it is. The prophet Malachi pointed to a time when the spirit of Elijah would come to initiate a profound restoration of bloodline blessings and families. And that's in Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And what did the word say about John the Baptist? If you can believe, he is the Elijah, right? And verse 6 says, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. So this is a time and season to be blessed also. God said this is really the true Jubilee year if you would just step into it. God in heaven proclaimed over Abraham that through him all the families in the earth would be blessed. Not some, but all. We access the blessings of Abraham through faith in Christ. And Galatians 3, 7 through 9 says, therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. So not everybody's going to be blessed. Only those who are sons of Abraham. And those are the ones who receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. And verse 8 said, in the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying to in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then those who are of faith and blessed with believing Abraham. So then those who are of faith, are blessed with believing Abraham. You're going to have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You're going to have to receive him as Lord and Savior. And you're going to have to start then on a journey of righteousness and holy living. Now, the reason the spirit of Elijah has been sent to restore the bloodlines is because Satan has worked to destroy it. Restoration of family blessing also serves to restore the earth, and this is a season God is restoring all things. Didn't he say he's restoring marriages? Relationships that are broken beyond repair are now going to be turned around, and he's going to put them back together again. But he also said that some he's going to take apart too, but he really is zoning in on those that are broken. He's now going to make them whole. As a prophet, you have a leadership role and will often administer, communicate, instruct, and prepare. As a prophet, you have a leadership role and will often administer, communicate, instruct, and prepare the people to step into the appointed times and seasons within your sphere. See that? Ask yourself, what time is it? Then with the help of the Holy Spirit, go and prepare the people to align to it. And see, this is why that I'm doing what I'm doing, because God is telling me to. And I'm adamant about what we have to start these programs now. We cannot tarry. They have to be done now, or we're going to miss out altogether. Now, from this point on, God took over. So everything we read now is, you know, from the stars down is what the Father said. This is a time of battle. I have been aligning you for battle for quite some time now, and this is the hour and season to battle the enemy of your soul and put him under your feet. I have already put the battle gear on you, and I have already sent out the messengers to assist you in this battle. Now, let's just stop there a minute. I was trying to get a message together for tonight. Excuse me, went to bed without a message and got up at 3 o'clock, come out and started this message, and then God just started prophesying, you know, the message. And so the appointed time was at 3 o'clock in the morning to get the message. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't from Sunday until when it was 3 o'clock this morning that he gave me this message. So the right time, the right season. All right, so I have already put the battle gear on you, and I have already sent out the messengers to assist you in this battle. You must at all cost place the enemy under your feet at this given time, or he will destroy your foundations and calling. This is the time you need to put the enemy under your feet totally and completely according to God here, you must at all cost place the enemy under your feet at this given time, or he will destroy your foundation and calling. You can proceed no further until this battle is accomplished, putting the enemy under your feet. Your sphere of influence depends on how you come out of this battle, you know, defeating the enemy. You will go forth in total victory in every area of your life when you align up with my word and forge ahead in confidence that, as I did with David and Goliath, I already have the battle won in the heavenlies, you know, on your behalf. But you have to go forth in battle. You must proceed with total confidence that nothing is impossible with your Father in control. See that? You must proceed with total confidence that nothing is impossible with your Father in control. In other words, the Father has to be in control or it's not going to work. Stand taking is where you are at. You must take a stand against the wiles of the enemy, and you must take back everything the enemy has stolen from you. This is what we have to do right now, guys. You're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and you can and will stand aloof in the enemy's camp at all times. Let's read that again and get this in your spirit. Stand taking is where you are at. You must take a stand against the wiles of the enemy, and you must, the word must, take back everything the enemy has stolen from you. You are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and you can and will stand aloof in the enemy's camp at all times. This is a time in the season for all things to come to a head. You hear that? This is a time for all things to come to a head. And it is a time and a season when you shall surely stand out in the crowd, and all demons will flee because of the anointing that destroys every yoke. Let's read that again. Get this in your spirit. This is the time and the season. Remember, this is all God speaking. For all things to come to a head. And it is a time and a season when you shall surely stand out in the crowd, and all demons will flee because of the anointing that destroys every yoke that's coming off of you, that anointing, all right? Your yoke is light. Therefore, you can break the yoke of the enemy off of all that you come in contact with. But so according to what God is saying here, if you have a yoke, well, then you can't break the enemy's yoke on somebody else. Isn't that what it's saying? Because he said, your yoke is light. Therefore, you can break the yoke of the enemy off of all that come in, that you come in contact with. Razor sharp minds is what I'm giving you this night, and you shall go forth and conquer on all sides. This is not the season to sit idly by and contemplate what you should be doing. You should already know what to do. Do not miss this time frame of my timing, or you will miss me entirely. So much is contingent on how you perceive this time frame. Too many are still trying to figure out things when in fact they are slowly losing ground in my kingdom. I'm going to repeat that. Too many are still trying to figure out things when in fact they are slowly losing ground in my kingdom. Kingdom authority is yours as long as you stay in my time frame of movement. See what he says there? Kingdom authority is yours as long as you stay in my time frame of movement. In other words, if you don't move when God says move, then it's not going to work. In this time frame, I will hold nothing back from you. You're right now in this time frame. Ask and you shall receive. The momentum is not slowing down. It is just reverse. It is speeding up. This is a time frame for all things to come together, and the gathering of the saints will win every battle because of this time span of time. Now, God's talking about right now, not tomorrow, not next year, but right now is this time frame for all things to come to fruition that he's called us forth to do. This is a time frame for all things to come together, and the gathering of the saints will win every battle because of this time span of time. Now, let's stop there a second. Do you not know that Elaine started the street ministry in the right time frame? So everything is coming together. Barbara, God called Barbara into the glow at the right time frame. Yes, you have battles when you start something new, but that doesn't mean you are not in God's will. It just means the enemy doesn't like the fact that you're doing what God's calling you forth to do, and he's going to battle you. Now, are you soldiers or are you not? And I'm going to tell you right now, God will not put you in a place, an appointed place, if he knows that you're too weak to handle it. And that's one thing about all you got. You're all strong-willed, and you're strong leaders, and that's why you butt heads all the time. And that's good. That's a really good thing, that you're that strong-willed and that strong, you know, because God, that's who he's calling into battle right now, you know, giving you people things to do, because you'll be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. You'll just look him eyeball to eyeball, and he'll have to bow his knee, because you aren't going to back down. Never allow the, this is still God speaking, never allow the enemy to slow you down. You must proceed with caution, thrown to the wind, and you must understand the time frame you're in, and then all things will flow in me. Never allow the enemy to slow you down. You must proceed with caution, thrown to the wind, and you must understand the time frame you're in, and then all things will flow in me. There is a time and season for everything. I had you in your time frame of rest, and if you did not rest, that was not my fault. You know, if you, instead of you resting in God and trusting and believing him, you was trying to make the wheels go round and they wouldn't go round, that was your fault. Because God told you to rest, that he had all things in his hands. If you were trying to forge ahead instead of resting, then you have messed up what I planned for you in that season of rest. See what he said? If you were trying to forge ahead instead of resting, then you have messed up what I planned for you in that season of rest. Restoration of all things is now at hand. And I expect all of my leaders to understand this as they proceed forward in me. All you leaders in here tonight, restoration of all things is now at hand. And I expect all my leaders to understand this as they proceed forward in me. Many new ministries will be birthed at this given time, and many new foundations of loyalty to me will be birthed into the atmosphere. Compromise is totally out of the question at this given time, and I will in no ways tolerate compromise. As my leaders listen for my voice and sit in my presence, I, the Lord thy God, will minister wholeness and truth to them, and they shall go out and they shall accomplish mighty feats for me, their Father. What do you have to do? You have to sit in his presence and listen for his voice. No more sitting on the sidelines wondering what I am going to do next. This is momentum time, a time when everything is constantly moving forward. A time of reaping and sowing has come upon the scene, and you shall surely reap everything you have sown. But at the same time, the harvest will be brought in, and many, many souls will be brought into my kingdom. These souls will already be gifted, and I will bring them to the forefront, and they shall accomplish all that I have always foreordained them to accomplish. He brought her to Sister Lane, and she's gifted with the shofar. He brought Brother Aaron in, he's gifted with music. You see what I'm saying? You're already gifted. Some of you were brought in, you're already gifted with the prophetic. Already gifted. You wouldn't have to be trained, or you're already gifted. No more wishy-washy thinking. That has always been hogwash, and it is still hogwash. What makes you think I was ever a flake? I've always been on my throne, leading, guiding, and directing my chosen generation. Now is a time of salvation. Now is a time for harvest. Now is a time to conquer all ground, no matter where your feet trod. Now, right now, not tomorrow, not a year from now, you are in the Kairos moment of time when all things are possible and nothing, absolutely nothing, is being withheld from you. Let's read that one again. Now, right now, not tomorrow, not a year from now, you are in the Kairos moment of time when all things are possible and nothing, absolutely nothing, is being withheld from you. Now, God started this at 3:00 this morning, so he's talking right now is your Kairos moment. Proceed forth with full assurance that I am with you and I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, I looked up kairos, and it means the time is right, the right, critical, or opportune moment. If you don't do it now, you're going to miss out on God. You are being ministered to under the apostolic anointing of my servant. And some of you in here tonight know that I have called you to go forth under the very same anointing. I have been grooming you in the past season and getting you ready for this apostolic anointing. It's in other words, what God's saying here is, I'm an apostle, and you've been groomed under the apostle, so therefore you should become an apostle. You understand this? And see, with Sister Lane on the streets, she would be an apostle, and she would have other, you know, she would groom other people to start street ministries, because you can't be everywhere at one time. So she would then teach them how to start a street ministry, and then assign them someplace to go. So then all areas are being covered. Do you understand this? He called Brett and Nancy apostles, and he's been grooming them so that whenever they go out, then they can teach others how to do deliverance under their apostolic anointing of starting new ministries. Are you understanding this fact? Under this anointing, you shall build my kingdom of holiness and righteousness. Do not think it a strange thing. Just die out to self and then proceed forth under my moving hand. And allow me to accomplish what needs to be accomplished through you. I have been working on my timetable, not yours. Things were not moving slowly. You were not ready yet to move into the time frame of your ultimate destiny. Listen to this again. Things were not moving slowly. You know, you were thinking, well, things are moving too slow. The problem was you were not ready yet to move into the time frame of your ultimate destiny. If you're not out of sin, God's not going to send you forth into your destiny. He's been grooming you guys for years now to become holy and righteous. And if you haven't worked on that and you're still in sin, it's you that's holding up what God's trying to do for you, not God. Children, at this given time, choose your battles well. Make sure I have sent you into the battle and not yourself. See that? Choose your battles well. In other words, don't stick your nose into every pot that comes along. Make sure God wants you fighting that battle. Never, never, never pat yourself on the back when you perceive someone is falling from grace. Always remember, but for my grace, there goes you. And this is the time frame when I am restoring those who have missed me back into their rightful place in my kingdom. I miss God back there with the building. You know, so I'm believing that he's restoring me back into my time frame now. So if anybody else in here, if you know you miss God, then now's the time that God is restoring you. So what did he say here? This is a time frame when I am restoring those who have missed me back into their rightful place in my kingdom. Do not kick your brother and sister while they are down, but build them up through prayer and watch my strong right arm bring them forth once again. You will not always understand my timing, and that is why you must only move in my time frame and never ever move in your own time frame. God told me not too long ago that Brother Allen, if he moves to Maryland, he'll be totally and completely out of God's will. But see, that's up to Allen whether or not he does what God tells him to do. You see how this works? You know, you don't have to do what God tells you to do. You can do your own timing and do your own thing, but then God, don't expect God to do what he wants to do for you either. This entire congregation should be moving in the prophetic. This is still God. This is all gone. I sat you under my prophet and she has only shared with you what I share with her. Through her, I have been trying to move you forward in your giftings, and I have even shifted some heavenly things to bring you back into alignment with my words for your life. See that? This entire congregation should be moving in the prophetic. I sat you under my prophet, and she has only shared with you what I share with her. Through her, I have been trying to move you forward in your giftings. He says, I have been trying, so that means some of you aren't moving forward. And I have even shifted some heavenly things to bring you back into alignment with my words for your life. Seek my face for the scripture that I am moving you with. Each of you have your very own scripture that will sustain you throughout your walk with me. Now, let's stop there. And by that, he means like when I first started the church, we had the first split, I went laid on the church floor and I cried out to God. And he said, daughter, Isaiah 54 is your scripture. And you stand in Isaiah 54 from this day until the day I bring you on home. So I stand on Isaiah 54. Now, that what God is saying here, he wants each and every one of you in your night to have, he wants to speak to you and tell you, this is a scripture that's going to carry, and Isaiah 54 has really carried me through. So he wants to give each one of you the scripture that will carry you through, no matter thick or thin, no matter what's going on, you can rely on the scripture that he gave you, not one you want, but the one he gave you. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He also says that I've been upset with you for a season, but now I'm not. You know, so, I mean, Isaiah 54 just relates to me all the time. And God knew what I would need all the time. So you guys in here, if you don't know your scripture, get before God and get your scripture. All right, then God goes on to say, I'm a life giver, not a life taker. I'm a life changer. I never want you to remain the way you are. There are too many wonderful things to accomplish in your lifespan, and you do not want to miss not one single one of them. You know, you might think, boy, everything's going rose. You know, you're really happy with what you're doing with God, but God said, don't stay there because I have something so much, you know, even better things for you down the road. So just let him keep changing, you know, and keep doing the things just like, you know, I used to say, God, I would love to go back to what I used to have. And he would say to me, no, you don't want what you used to have. That was really good. But what I'm putting you into is so much greater than what you're leaving behind. So, you know, you might be really content and happy and excited with what God's doing with you. But allow God to keep moving you forward. Don't want to stay in that rut because there's so much more he wants to give you. Believe me, my little ones, you are surely in a good time frame. You hear that? A time frame many in my body wanted to be in but are observing through heavenly portals. In other words, people have died and gone to heaven and they want to see be in the time frame that we're living in right now, but they're not here. Come into perfect alignment on my timetable and watch how heaven moves on your behalf. Total commitment to my timetable at this given time. You need to say, God, I totally commit myself to your timetable right now. Do not move out of my time frame. If you do, you will miss all that I have spoken over you. Now, I know that I'm not the only one in this room or in the sound of my voice that at some time wanted to go ahead and do your thing, you know. Or if you're upset with somebody, you do your thing and tell them what you thought about it. But God says, no, you be quiet. He said, be still. And, you know, then if I would have moved and did what I want to do, I would have been out of God's time frame. But because I'm always still, and then I allow God to do it in his time frame, and it's done perfectly. That's why I keep telling you people, just be still. You know, God's in control. He knows what he's doing. Now, twice now I have told this leader that it was time to rebuild my house, and twice the congregation refused to rebuild. Now, he's not talking about you guys, all right? I had to shake and remove twice. I have spoken to her once again and said it is time to rebuild. That's been a while ago. And she is going forward with that with the determination that even if you don't go with her, she will go without you and watch me rebuild my house of worship my way. Remember, I told you, I'm going forward, whether you go or not, I'm going on. You can stay behind if you want, because I know God said it's time to rebuild his house. And now I am tired of missed it twice, not missing it this time. This should be the determination in your hearts, too. You're not going to allow anybody to allow you to miss your time frame in God. There have been many pitfalls along the way. He's talking to some, about something else now. Some you fell into and I had to rescue you, and others you avoided because you heeded my voice. right now, right now, right now, if you will heed my voice, you will not fall into any more pitfalls. You will go forth in total victory and accomplish all that I have foreordained you to accomplish. You see that? Right now, right now, right now, if you will heed my voice, you will not fall into any more pitfalls. You will go forth in total victory and accomplish all that I have foreordained you to accomplish. Now, I put down, because he kept telling me Ecclesiastes, so I put that down so we could read it. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, and then verse 17. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. Now don't go to that scripture and say, God told me it's time to speak. I'll pop you in the nose. All right, verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Then verse 17 says, I said in my heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. And then God says here, no matter what time you think it is, always stay in my time frame and you will never lose purpose or momentum in my kingdom. No matter what time you think it is, you might think, well, it's time I get exalted to the top position. That's, you know, that's what you think, but that's not what God thinks. You might think, well, you know, it's just time that I become a praise and worship leader and I'm going to be. That might be your time, not God's time. You know, I'm just throwing these things out so you can understand what God's saying. No matter what time you think it is, always stay in my time frame. And you will never lose purpose or momentum in my kingdom. Now, you know, when I first met Brother Brent, God prophesied to him right off the bat, told him he is to write books. And as he wrote books, that would be his income. How many years did it take you to obey God? 3 years? He didn't write books for 3 years, and then he found himself in a rut. And if he did what God told him to in that time frame, you know, 3 years before, he would have been prosperous now. But because he didn't, he's not prosperous. But now, I believe he's doing what God's telling him to do. At least he was the last time I talked to him. But see, but now is a little bit late. I mean, he's still supposed to do it, but it's out of God's time frame. And so he didn't receive the prosperity of the books at the time he was supposed to. Are you all understanding this? I thought it was awesome how God just sat down and just started speaking and writing this out. And I mean, you know, I had to write it, but, you know, he spoke this out. It, you know, this was his plan and his purpose. Because like, I kept, I even said to trees, I don't have anything for the Wednesday. I guess I'm just going to go and just stand there. But God woke me up, and I went out to the computer, and then he started. He wanted me to have it fresh on my mind, and it had to be at that time of the morning for him to give it to me, because it had to be the right time frame. And to tell you the honest truth, it really went down deep into my spirit. And I know that I know that I know that if we just move forward now, we are in the right, we're in the right time frame to move forward and do the things that God has called us forth to do. I'm hearing God say right now, you are living in a wicked, perverse generation that needs to hear what you have. And if you don't work in my time frame, then you will be dismissed from your destiny. And he said, I don't have time to go back and retrain you. You should already be trained as of tonight. So if you really want God to use you, then you're going to get your head out of the sand. You're going to get that stupid pride out of the way and that rebellious spirit that you have. And you're going to say, yes, God. What did he say? No compromise, right? No compromise. There's, in other words, God wants no excuses why you're not doing what he's called you forth to do. None. And if you talk to the people, the leaders in here, the staff in here, they'll tell you that I have really overloaded them with work. But then as we were talking about it, God said, you're just going to get the program started, and then you're going to pass them on to somebody else. So you won't be overloaded, because their eyeballs got great big, you know, and got real quiet. And then, so then God spoke to them and told them, you know, what it was all about. But why are you afraid to take on all this work, the workload God's given you, without asking him, how long do I have to do it? I remember when I was going through my hell, when I was first teaching, you know, became a pastor, I was complaining, and God, he said, well, my son suffered. I said, he only suffered 3 years, 3 years in ministry. He says, no, your business, how long he suffered. You'll suffer as long as I want you to. You know, God didn't pull no punches, and I don't want him to. So, you know, it's really none of your business what God is doing with somebody else, or how long, or how he's blessing, or what they're going through. Maybe, you know, they're being blessed, and you're not. It's none of your business. You're supposed to be about the Father's business, not somebody else's. So tonight, God wants to download into you his time frame and his time span, so that you will know what he really wants you to do in this time frame. And if you don't receive it and move with him, then he's going to move on without you. So it's totally up to you all tonight. Right now is God's time frame. Are you going to move now in God's time frame? This is a question God is asking each one of you, and you have to answer that yourself to God.